Greg, it's been quite a year in the financial markets. I remember last summer, subprime loans, a lot of us hadn't even heard of those, but now we know all about them, don't we?
I just find it so remarkable that things like subprime have become a common part of the financial lexicon when a year, year and a half, 2 years ago, no one ever really knew what the heck you were talking about. Subprime loan is a loan to a person who basically had no wherewithal to repay the loan, and that marketplace has caused a credit catastrophe of $1.5 trillion.
And it's not just the subprimes. There's the Alt-A mortgage, which also wasn't something most people knew about.
No, the Alt-A kind of hung in the shadows there for a while. Alt-A was that loan that was in between the absolutely worthless subprime and the prime. And as it's turned out, the Alt-A is pretty much going the way of the subprime. That is, most of those mortgages are now going into foreclosure, and it's just part of that $1.5 trillion problem we're facing.
And, of course, the Alt-A played a big role in the IndyMac failure.
Well, in fact, IndyMac was one of the primary purveyors of the Alt-A loan. IndyMac was started by Countrywide Financial, another famous name that we probably weren't real familiar with, 20 years ago, just to finance Countrywide mortgages. And 10 years ago, IndyMac went on its own and built up $32 billion in what now are questionable assets, and have now got thousands of mystified depositors standing in the hot California sun trying to get their money back because the federal government closed it.
Henry Paulson seemed to have had a relatively low profile a year ago, our U.S. Treasury Secretary, but he's on TV all the time now, isn't he?
Yeah, the former executive at Goldman Sachs has really come to the forefront. It's odd, I think, how he urges a calm to the citizenry at the same time that he asked Congress to pass a financial bailout bill. These are really tough issues, and I know that these officials are trying very hard to be very careful.
Hindsight, of course, is always 20/20. We can look back a year ago and see, oh my goodness, all these indicators indicating more bad news was on its way. Who was calling the shots best a year ago in terms of analysts? Who came closest to getting it right?
A woman at Oppenheimer and Company, Meredith Whitney, was going way out on a limb and describing these horrendous losses, triple what the normal Wall Street analyst was forecasting for the financial sector. And it turns out she was right on just about every call. So her profile has gone way up on Wall Street.
I wonder what she's forecasting for the coming year.
Presently, the latest material I've seen from her, things aren't getting too much better in the near term.
Well, I guess we can hope she's wrong this time. Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. I'm Dave Meyer.